It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey and Chaz here. Chaz, we're out here backstage, 2017 Vance War Tour. We're super stoked about this at Shoreline, and we got a special guest here.
Yes, we do. We have Chris from Ailstorm, also known as the Pirate Metal Band of the Day, which I'm super stoked about. Welcome. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having us here.
Yeah, thank you for stepping in. And I just referenced Shane from Silverstein and his feet because he had on flamingo shoes, and you have your toes painted. For 4th of July, was that what that was for?
That was a month ago today.
A month ago today.
And it's still hanging up. I've got red and white stripes on my little toes, and I've got my big toe painted blue and had little diamante stars on it.
So I'm so impressed. I've been trying to talk my husband into getting pedicures, and I'm going to have to show him that
this is all
set a bar.
All thanks to my good wife doing this.
Your wife did it?
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't even know.
Pedicure date night.
Yeah.
You say be able to reach down there and do it. I couldn't do it.
It took 3 hours.
Did what? It really?
Yeah, we spent most of the 4th of July just painting toes.
That is hilarious. Do you do these like themed toes for anything else?
I mean, in the summer, it's nice to have toes. This is the first time we've ever gone this crazy. Usually, I just paint in like rainbow colors and stuff.
Right.
Today, this month, it's been
I gotta step up my pedicure game.
I was gonna say, me too.
I'm gonna do your toes in some wackiness.
That'd be good.
For Thanksgiving, I'm gonna draw turkeys on them.
I was gonna say, or Halloween, like do pumpkins
and ghost.
Yeah, oh, that's
awesome.
There's
a new challenge for your wife.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
So, hey, we've been asking all the bands. I know we're coming up towards the end of the Warped Tour for this year. So, how's it been going for you guys?
It's been incredibly warm. Today is the first day where we've not melted, so this is really exciting. But yeah, it's apart from the oppressive heat all month.
God, I love Northern California.
Yeah, a little
so
break.
Nice.
Yes.
It's been great. You know, the shows have been fun. It's been easy. You know, we were told before this tour, oh my God, Warped Tour, that's complete hell. It's hard work. You're going to die. It's fine. It's just, we get up, we do our show, we party, we pack up, we go on to the next show, and it's been great fun.
I was going to ask. I mean, it is quite the rock and roll circus is what we've been calling it, because it feels that way. It sort of feels grassroots, the fact that it picks up every day and the whole Warped Tour city starts all over again in the next day. It seems pretty exhausting.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of my favorite things. If you get up early in the morning, just watching this whole city just appear out of nowhere, like all these trucks roll up, the stages unfold, these tents appear, like in the space of 1 hour, it goes from an empty field to like a festival. That's just amazing.
That's crazy that's even possible.
That's funny that Chris just said a city. That's why everyone else has been saying it's like a mini city traveling everywhere.
Rock and roll city.
But for you, there's been so many great bands on this tour. A lot of older bands, newer bands, just any bands for you that you geeked out when you saw the lineup.
I am most excited for actually today because Goldfinger is playing.
Yes, I know.
They played the first 2 days of the Warped Tour, but we weren't playing those.
Oh.
So this is my first chance to see them. And
straight
off this press, I'm going to head out there and get front row and watch that.
Oh my God, what time do they go on?
They play 3:30 on one of the Journey stages.
Sweet.
Hopefully we can do press
him.
Later.
Oh, wow.
I brought my debut album, Goldfinger.
Old school.
That's how old school I am with
fantastic.
Them.
He's the archivist of our show. He always has all the old good stuff.
So I'm hoping, like, you know, if anyone, you know, John Feldman comes by, I would love to see him sign it or something.
Yeah.
Just geek out for a moment.
Yeah.
But so what's next for you guys after this tour? I mean, I'm sure a lot of you guys, a lot of these bands just want to just relax right after, but is there anything next for you guys?
We are nonstop. The day after, cause the final show is in the 6th in 2 days. That's in LA. Next day, we fly to Spain for a festival.
The next day?
Next day, we fly to Spain. Then we fly to the Netherlands for a festival, then Austria, then Romania.
Oh, Romania's number one on my bucket list to go to.
We're actually playing a festival 2 miles away from Dracula's castle.
Shut your face.
What?
Can I go? I want to go. I'm so jealous.
So we're going to go and take a day trip there and see Dracula's house and stuff.
I'm so jealous. You just totally pinned like my number one bucket list to do. It's Transylvania.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it really?
Transylvania is a real place.
That's real history. That's not like a made up story.
Okay,
you know, this guy was real and he was a nut job.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, the whole actual being a vampire thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, there was a crazy guy.
No, he's gullible. Just roll with it.
I mean, I mean, well, there is, like, you know, there's a castle and a crazy man lived there.
Is Frankenstein there and werewolf and all that?
Yes, they all live there together. One happy family.
The whole dark universe.
Sunday
is real.
Dinners, yes.
They've got bunk beds.
That'd be awesome.
That's great.
Two coffins.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to follow you guys on social media. You'll have to post all kinds of goodness so I can see.
Hopefully get a selfie with Dracula, you know.
For sure, yes.
You guys should all just wear capes. Like, and, like, the, you know, fake veins.
Fake veins.
Good evening, Romania.
There you go.
I feel like everyone at the festival is going to do that. It's going to be very tired by the time we get into the stage.
Oh, it's going
to
be awesome.
You just think about people just who live in the area. They're probably used to hearing that.
Yeah, if you don't, Dracula, it would be weird. Blah, 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 exactly.
It reminds me, quick story, just like when Alice Cooper came by the station. Why did they tell Alice Cooper, we're not worried?
Yeah,
like in Wayne's World. But I didn't, because I was like, I'm sure he gets it all the time. And then just off the air, I was like, do people say that to you all the time? It's every single day of my life. And so he thanked me for not doing it.
I was like,
that might be a little advice for you. Maybe
don't do the Dracula thing.
Try to lay off the Dracula thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But how have the crowds been for you? I mean, I know there's a lot of younger kids and stuff that come to this tour. For your guys' style of music, how have the crowds kind of been reacting to you guys?
Yeah, it's been cool because, you know, like I say, this is not our scene. You know, this is all this alternative pop punk, you know, metalcore thing that's, you know, we've never played with any of these bands ever. Like, you know, most of the people here have never seen us before. So it's really cool that getting a whole new different generation of fans coming to see our band, you know,
because
pop kids, punk kids and stuff. And it's great because, you know, our music's kind of dumb and silly and it's accessible.
Fun.
You know, we're not like spooky or scary, you know, extreme or anything. So anyone can enjoy it if they hear it. So it's been great. It's seen so many people say, oh my God, I've never heard of you guys before, but you ruled. Woo. So it's great. It's been so good for us.
You gain all these new fans.
Exactly. A whole new world.
Yeah. Whenever you guys started, did you mean to be pirate metal? Like, were you like, we're going to be pirate metal? Or is that something that just sort of evolved out of your sound?
It just kind of happened accidentally. Like, we wrote one song about pirates. You just write songs about whatever.
Right.
And it was good. And then we wrote another song about pirates. I don't know why. And then suddenly, before we knew it, people came to our
pirate
show dressed as pirates. And we're like, well, I guess we're a pirate metal band.
That's awesome. Hey, it sticks out. It's different. It's hard to be different in the world of music. It's hard to be original, right? Something's always coming from something else. So, hey,
yeah,
good for you.
I couldn't tell you the number of bands on this tour who just sing about their feelings and being angry. It's like, whatever, dude. Sing about something cool like pirates.
Pirates. A guy who sings about pirates is going to see Dracula and has painted toes that are better than mine. You're my new bestie. Aww. I love you. That's amazing.
But so for you, was there any particular city that stood out so far on the tour? Like, I mean, just all around the country, was there?
Curiously, Salt Lake City was amazing. Yeah. You know,
really? Why the crowds? Or?
Yeah, that was one of our biggest crowds. You know, we had the biggest line of people wanting to sign stuff, the biggest line of people buying all our shirts, the biggest crowd. Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
You know,
it's probably because there's not a lot going on in Salt Lake City.
Like, we've played so many places where there's been not a lot going on, and the shows have been pretty sucky. But for some reason, Salt Lake City just blew everyone out of the water.
The Mormons come out. Mormons love pirates. They do. Mormons love pirates.
They're like, we don't have any water around us. We're in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
So anything like water related, it's like
pirates.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
That's awesome. So this is kind of our question of the day. It's our favorite question we ask rock stars. Do you know the movie Almost Famous?
No.
You ever heard of it? Okay. It's a music-based film, but at the end of the movie, there's a last frame, and the question is asked, what do you love about music? So we ask all of our rock stars that.
I love that I get to go on stage and be a complete idiot, and people lap it up. People lap up all the nonsense we do. You know, like, say, we don't really take this very seriously. Obviously, we take musicianship seriously, but the vibe, the atmosphere we give off is like, we don't give a shit. We get to go on stage and just be idiots for an hour, 45 minutes, half an hour, whatever, and people love it, and that's just so exciting.
And you get paid, and this is your life.
We get paid to be idiots.
Yeah, so do we. It's all good.
That's cool. Well, we appreciate you making the time today. Is there anything else you want to plug or mention for everyone listening right now?
I just want to tell all your listeners to eat recycled pork.
Eat recycled pork. Good lesson of the day.
I know, I like that.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, Chris, hey, thank you so much for making the time today. We look forward to next time you guys come through the Bay Area, and hopefully we can hang out with you and have some pork.
And hopefully by that time we'll hear your Dracula stories.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll be back next year.
Awesome.
Come say hi.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you both. It's been fun.